Good morning, family in Christ.
主里的大家庭，大家好。
Peace be with you.
愿平安与大家同在。
May God's presence be of reality to you.
愿神的同在是一个让我们可以切实感觉到的现实。
Before we begin the preaching this morning,
在我们今天开始讲道之前
I'd like to introduce you to a book.
我想向大家介绍一本书。
Its title is The Divine Conspiracy.
这个书名是属天的奥秘
The Divine Conspiracy
属天的阴谋
或谋略 Yeah, it's a harder translation into Chinese because of the word conspiracy
因为这个密谋谋略这个词呢好像翻译成中文有点奇怪
And so even in English it's challenging
即使是用英文来读这本书也是很有挑战性的
But I'll leave it for you to read and understand why the word, all these words have been chosen very carefully by the author.
但是呢，我想希望大家来读这本书，然后你们自己来理解为什么作者会用谋略或者阴谋这个词。
The reason why I'm also introducing this book to you is because we are looking just a little bit into the Sermon on the Mount.
之所以要介绍这本书呢，也是因为我们今天的讲道会谈到一些相关内容。
And this is an author who has helped me deeply in understanding the words of Jesus.
这本书呢，也对我个人来说，也是帮助我了解耶稣一个非常好的一个工具。
And so, yes, it's very intimidating. It's pretty thick.
所以看这本书，大家会觉得好像望而生畏，因为它非常厚。
But the writer has an amazing ability to write in a way that captures our minds and our hearts.
但是这个作者呢非常有技巧他让我们就是吸引我们一口气会读完
So hopefully if you're looking for another book to read this is one that you add to your bookshelf
如果大家正在寻找想读的下一本书的话希望这本书可以加入到你们的单子里
The Divine Conspiracy Rediscovering Our Hidden Life in God
这本属天的谋略会帮助我们发掘出我们生命的意义
Please turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
请我们让我们大家一起来翻到马太福音第六章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 24.
马太福音第六章十九到二十四节。
So we'll first read it in English and then in Mandarin.
我们先用英文读，再用中文读。
And may we read it with open hearts, open mind.
希望我们读的时候，我们有一颗开放的心，受教的心。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24.
马太福音第六章十九到二十四节。
Let's go. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能嗅坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
This is the living instruction of the living God.
这是我们的真神说给我们的活泼的真理。
He is our Lord.
赞美我们的神。
May we take it to heart what the Lord has instructed.
希望神给我们的教导，我们都放到心里去。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
Great is your name.
大能是你的名。
May you be greatly praised.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
Please bless our time of learning your word.
请祝福我们学习你话语的这段时间。
Not just for head knowledge sake.
不仅仅是因为我们学的这些道理。
But for heart transformation.
更重要的是我们的心意更新。
So as to live in light of the kingdom gospel.
这样使我们就可以在你的神国的真光中生活。
The true picture of reality and our existence.
也让我们认识到这个真切的从你的眼光看来的这个现实是什么样的。
Help us to know that you are king.
帮助我们知道你是君王。
And we are your beloved kingdom citizens.
而我们是你所爱的神国的子民。
By your spirit.
因着你的圣灵。
Grant us the grace to treasure you as the treasure of our heart.
给我们这个能力，让我们能够真正的珍视你在我们的心里。
And by your spirit, continue to empower us to live out of the treasure of our heart, who is you.
也借着圣灵的帮助，让我们能够活出一个样式，就是真正的把我们所珍视的这些东西活出来。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
我们是借着耶稣基督的名。
Who loves us and devoted himself to us, we pray and believe.
他爱我们，并且为我们献身，我们以此的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we look into verses 19 and 24 of chapter 6,
当我们看第六章的十九到二十四节的时候，
this is a life-giving counsel.
这是一个给我们生命的这么一种教导。
That a kingdom citizen is to live out of the treasure of one's heart, who is God.
就是一个国度的国民所当活出的，要发自内心的保障，而这保障就是神本身。
A kingdom citizen.Is to live out of the treasure of one's heart, who is God.
一个国度的国民所当活出的，要发自内心的保障，而这保障就是神本身。
So let us together read this as a proclamation of this life-giving counsel that Jesus has given us.
让我们把这个当作一个宣告来一起读。
First in English and then in Mandarin.
先用英文，再用中文。
A kingdom citizen is to live out of the treasure of one's heart.Who is God?
一个国度的国民所当活出的，要发自内心的保障，而这保障就是神本身。
Each and every one of us will have at least something or someone we treasure.
我们中间的每一个人都会有一些事或者一些人是我们非常珍爱的。
Note the operative phrase right here is at least.
大家要注意，就是说至少会有这么一些。
Because in reality, it's most likely that we have more than one thing or person that we treasure.
因为在现实生活中，事实上我们是有多于一个的，有很多的我们珍爱的事或者我们珍视的人。
So how do we tell who or what is or are our treasures?
所以我们怎么样来知道哪些事或者哪些人是我们所珍爱的呢？
As we survey our life.
当我们观察我们的生活的时候
First we will notice that something or someone we do value a lot
我们会看到有一些事或者有一些人我们是非常非常的重视珍爱的
And so there's a qualifier is we do value the person or the something but it's a lot
所以就是我们看到不光是珍爱他们而且这个程度上是非常
And because we value something or someone so much
因为我们珍爱某些人或者某些事
Then when we are in the presence of that person or that something We are in great exhilarations
因为我们如此的珍爱所以当我们和这些人在一起或者在做这些事的时候我们是非常非常的快乐
And when we find that something or someone is absent from our life We have heartaches
而当这些珍爱的人或者是离我们而去的时候我们会感到心痛
And thirdly, whenIt's because that we value this something or someone so much.
第三点，因为我们如此的重视他们，珍爱他们。
Then we see that we actually will go a distance to protect.
我们就会不尽余力的来保护他们。
And we'll find that this something or someone is very hard for us to give up or relent.
我们也会发现这些人和这些事，我们是无论如何不会放弃的。
And the greater the exhilarations or the greater the heartaches.
当你越和他在一起越快乐的时候，你离开他也就会越失落，越痛苦。
Then we know that that particular something or someone is of a greater treasure to us.
当这样的事发生的时候，我们就会意识到这是我们所真非常珍爱的东西。
And the greater effort we go, we put in to try to protect someone or something.
当我们愿意花很大的代价去保护这个人或者某些事的时候，
then we know that this treasure is also greater compared to other treasures in our lives.
我们也就会认识到这些人或者事是相较于其他的事是对我们来说更为宝贵的。
So if I could bring you into a particular scene in Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
所以呢，现在给大家描述一个画面，是在《指环王》里边的一个场景。
We know that there are two main characters, Frodo and Samwise Gamgee.
我们知道，在这个电影里边有两个主要人物，一个叫弗罗多，一个叫 Sam。
And in this particular scene, Frodo and Samwise, they were trying to scale down a dangerous cliff.
在这个场景中呢，这两个人想要从一个很陡的山坡中滑下来。
All of a sudden, this little box fell out of Sam's pocket.
突然之间呢，一个小瓶子从 Sam 的口袋中滑落出来。
And Sam frantically shouted to Frodo, say, "Oh, catch it, grab it, Mr. Frodo."
然后呢 ，Sam 就非常激动地对那个 Frodo 说："赶快抓住，赶快抓住，弗罗德。
"So Frodo caught it.
弗罗德抓住了他。
And it turns out that this little box contained some seasoning.
而且呢，发现这个小瓶子里边装的其实是一些调味品。
So Samwise said, "It is something very special. It is the best salt in the Shire."
那个Sam 就解释说，他说这是一个很非同寻常的东西，这是塞尔洛那个地方能够找到的最好的盐。
But what we witnessed in this particular scene was that Frodo almost lost his life by trying to catch it because he lost his grip.
但是我们从这个场景也看到，那个弗罗多要抓住这个小瓶子是费了很大力气，他甚至差点就滑落到悬崖下。
It is by grace that he was just right above the ground.
所以就是真是神的恩典，他就还是安全的抓到了那个东西。
But this small little box of salt has great value.
但是呢，这个小小的一瓶盐对他们来说是非常有价值的。
Not just because it's the best salt.
不仅仅是因为它是最好的盐。
But Frodo said.
而是因为 Frodo 这样说道。
It's very special.
它很特别。
It's a little bit of home.
因为它让他们想起他们家乡的。
For these two.Hobbits who have traveled a long distance away from home into very dangerous lands.
对这两个霍比人，他们是不远万里的，离开家乡到了很远的，而且很多危险的地方。
This little thing is something of great value, and they would protect it.
这个一小瓶盐呢，对他们来说就是非常有价值的，他们愿意来，哪怕就是费很大的力气来保护它。
And so when we look at some.Real life situations such as with the refugees.
所以当我们看一些生活中的真实场面，尤其对那些难民来说，
you see that they carry little things with them.
你会看到他们经常会带一些小东西。
Things that we say, why are you even carrying it?
那些东西我们会让我们发出疑问，说你干嘛费劲带这么个小东西？
Because these are little bits of home.
而对他们来说，这些东西是让他们想到。留在身后的家园。
Little bits of hope, little bits of warmth.
这些东西代表的是一些希望，代表的是一些温暖。
And we see that one of the greatest evil in concentration camps.
而且我们也就发现到，在那些集中营里边，一个非常非常大的邪恶。
Is that they strip you bare?
就是在那里，所有的囚犯是被什么东西都被没收掉的。
They take away all your trinkets. They take away what.In your heart, you treasure.
他们把所有的你的随身物品拿走，也就把你心里边所珍视的、珍藏的那些东西，消离了。
And to be without a treasure of the heart is to be not a human being.
而对于一个人来说，如果他没有一些他所珍视的东西的话，他其实真的就是活的就几乎不像一个人。
So it is a God-given thing for us to treasure someone or something.
所以这是神给我们的一个能力，就是让我们来珍视一些事，来珍爱一些人。
Because it also helps us to know what is our value in life.
因为这些事和人呢，也同时让我们明白我们生命中的价值观是怎么样的。
So I'm going to ask everyone a question.
所以我想问大家一个问题。
And you can throw out some of the answers. It's fine.
你可以说出你的答案。
What might be some of our treasures?
对于你来说，你所珍视的是什么？
Nothing.
什么都没有吗？
Oh, no, in a non-human condition. That's not good.
什么都没有的话，我们就是一种非人的境界了。
Any treasures? Family.
Yeah, 我们的家庭。
Great.
Books.
Books. Health, I heard.
健康。
Faith.
信心。Oh,
thank
you.
God's grace. Anything from this side?
这边还有什么答案吗？
We're starting to have human beings here.
我们这边已经有了很像样的人。
All right.
好。
Probably life.
当然我们的生命是我们的。
Or not getting embarrassed, that's what we're treasuring also.
就是我们不要让自己很陷于一个尴尬的境地，这个也很宝贵。
Because when it comes to treasures, it's very intriguing that there are some that are more obvious.
因为我们提到这个珍宝的时候呢，有的时候它这个情况是很显而易见的。
But then there are some that are rather invisible.
有的时候这个珍宝是看不见摸不着的。
So for the more obvious, perhaps material wealth and possessions.
对于这些很显而易见的，比方说我们物质上的一些拥有。
Physical health, attractiveness.
我们身体上的这种健康，这种吸引力。
We talked about family, friends, base.
我们的家人，我们的朋友，我们的
爱人 ，they is a new term for your boyfriend, girlfriend, the one you love.
一个新词儿 ，bae 是指你的女朋友、男朋友，你的爱人。
It's spelled BAE before all else.
它这个英文拼写是 BAE， 就是在所有的事物之先的。
And we could even say our phone is our treasure.
可能有些人也会说，我们的手机是我们的珍宝。
So, some of the STMT members they would say, "I miss home after maybe 2 weeks or 2 days, either."
就是我们夏天的短宣队哈，离开家两天或者两周之后，他们会说，哎呀，我好想家哦。
Amy, I've learned from experience to not think that, oh, they miss their family, their friends. I've learned from experience that they don't immediately mean I miss my family or friends.
从我以前的经验，我了解到，他们说这个话的时候，并不是说他非直接的想他的家人或者是他的朋友。
Because sometimes you mean home as in you miss your car.
因为有的时候
And they'll be like, yeah.
有的时候我会问他说，你想家是因为你想家里的那部车吗？
Because you do a lot of walking in Taiwan.
是因为在台湾大家总是在步行。
And so you miss.The convenience of just being able to get anywhere that you want to.
所以他们在台湾就会怀念在美国有车子代步很方便。
And sometimes they say, "Oh, you miss home as in you miss your bed."
有的时候我会问他们说，你想家是因为你想家里那张舒适的床吗？
And they say, "Yeah."
他们会说，是啊。
So I'm sorry, parents, you may not necessarily always be on top of the list.
所以很抱歉，父母们，你们并不一定是孩子所想家的那个最前面的那两项。
Not on top, but top five.
不一定是头一项，但可能是在前五项之内。
And that's already really good with young people.
其实那个对年轻人来说已经很不容易了。
And with the invisible treasures.
关于那些看不见的珍宝。
We may treasure our entitlements and our rights.
我们可能会珍视我们的权利。
Essentially, we treasure our ability to do whatever we want to do.
我们会珍视我们有这个能力来做我们想做的事。
Sometimes it's for the better to take a break.
有的时候呢，是我们可以休息一下，这是一个好的方面。
Sometimes it's for the worse to be angry, to be vulgar, to be lazy, to be comfortable.
有的时候呢，其实是不好的，就是我们要求有这个权利，我们可以要懒惰，我们可以是生气等等。
And we see now in society, this treasuring of self-entitlement is leading down the road of sexuality and gender identity.
我们也看到，在这个社会上，因为我们要珍视、要捍卫这些权利，以及导致一些不好的后果，比方说这种性取向，还有这些性别。更替等等。
We would also treasure our reputation or our public profile.
我们也珍视我们的名誉，我们的名声。
And we may be also treasuring efficiencies and productivity.
我们也可能会珍惜我们的效率，珍惜我们的生产力。
So there are treasures that are good, and then there are treasures that are bad.
所以说我们珍视的东西，珍惜的东西有些是好的，有些是不好的。
And then there are those treasures that are good but have become problematic.
也可能我们珍视的本来是一些好的东西，但是它慢慢的变得有问题。
So for example, diligence.
就拿这个勤奋作为一个例子。
So diligence is good.
勤奋当然是好事。
It's good to treasure it.
我们珍惜我们的勤奋也是好的。
But then it can become an obsession.
但是可能会发展成工作狂。
Even become a point of contempt for those who are less diligent.
而且会使我们产生这种骄傲，对那些不那么勤奋的人，我们会心生轻蔑。
I'm so hardworking. How dare you?
我们会说，哎呀，我这么勤奋工作，好，你怎么可以那么懒？
And someone might say, I'm so lazy. How dare you?
其实人家也可以回应说，我这么懒，你干嘛要那么勤奋？
It reveals what we treasure in our hearts.
这些就其实把我们心里所珍视的东西展示出来。
So I hope we will take a pause.
所以我希望大家来停顿一下。
Because we do need to take that pause to consider what is or are the treasures that occupy our heart.
我们也需要这样的停顿，让我们来审视我们的内心，看看我们到底珍视的是什么东西。
A possible guideline is this.
一个可能的指引是这样的。
When your mind goes blank.
当你什么都不想的时候。
There's nothing catching our attention all over the place.
就是没有什么东西在吸引我们的注意力。
You're by yourself.
你自己待着。
What is your mind automatically wandering to or flooded by?
你的思想会自动地想起什么来呢？
That will direct us to what the treasure of the heart is.
那个就告诉你你真正珍惜的看重的是什么。
For some of us, it might be work.
对于我们中的一些人来说，可能是自动地想起来工作。
For some of us, it might be self-affirmation. Oops, sorry.
另一些人想的是自我肯定。
Hoping that someone would affirm us. If only that person had said okay to me.
有的时候就比方说我们就希望这个人对我说你做得很好那个人来肯定你。
Perhaps it's just to not want to think.
也可能就是我啥都不想想。
So airheadedness might be our treasure.
这种就是什么都不想也是我们所珍惜的。
And also listen out to what people are saying are the treasures of our heart.
我们也愿意去听别人对我们的说的一些话。
So perhaps if your child or if your parents say to you, why are you always so defensive when it comes to this?
比方说有的时候父母会来问你说，哎，你为什么这么就是反应激烈？
That this is probably a treasure that you treasure.
而这种做出这样的反应，其实是你所看重的，你所捍卫的。
So why speak of treasures of the heart?
我们今天为什么要谈论你心里所珍视的东西呢？
It is because while we treasure our treasure.
是因为当我们珍惜我们所珍爱的东西的时候，
What we treasure will then impact the bearing of our heart.
我们所珍视的那些东西会影响我们的心，
And particularly the bearing of the heart.
尤其是我们心里所承载的内容，
或导向。Yeah.Hence the living out of our lives.
进而这会影响我们如何过我们的生活。
We treasure our treasure.
我们珍视我们所珍惜的东西。
In the passage that we've just read,
在我们刚刚读到的经文里，
Jesus spoke succinctly about the condition of our personhood to the multitudes that have swarmed around him.
在那里耶稣非常简洁地对跟随他的那些大众说出来这些。
He tells us, include all the disciples,
他告诉那些人，包括他的所有的门徒，
and all those who are following him,
还有所有跟随的人，
we are treasure oriented.
我们是定向在这个我们所珍视的东西上。
We are treasure oriented.
我们的行事为人是受这个我们所珍视的东西所左右的。
We will live and act in accordance to what we treasure as treasure.
我们如何做，我们如何过生活，是因为是被我们所珍视的东西所决定的。
It's because our lives are valuable.
因为我们的生命是有价值的。
And we are going to make worth judgments of worth to expand this valuable life.
我们也愿意把我们这个有价值的生活扩展开。
So a friend says.
一个朋友这样说。
If it's worth it, $1 million is worth it.
如果它有价值，就值得$100,000.
If it's not worth it, not even a dollar, I would expend.
如果不值，就值得的话，花$100,000都可以。如果不值得的话，一块钱都不要花。
Because we are built to know worth.
因为我们被受造就是一个有这个能力来知道一个事物的价值。
And what we treasure, we will give.
我们珍惜一个东西，我们就愿意给出。
We'll give ourselves to it.
我们把我们给出去。
So there's this little boy, little Sam.
有这么一个小男孩，小 Sam.
He is not very good when it comes to sleeping early.
对于这个早睡这个事儿，他是很反对的。
Because in his eyes, sleeping early is not as worth as staying up to watch TV.
因为对他来说，早睡不如那个睡得晚一点，多看一会儿电视更有价值。
But all of a sudden, little Sam went to bed at 10.
可是有一天呢，小 Sam 十点钟就上床了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there's a field trip the next day.
因为第二天有一个学校的野营活动。
All of a sudden, little Sam sees value in going out. Great, no more school.
就是小 Sam 忽然意识到这个价值，哎呀，太好了，明天不用上学。
And being afraid of not being able to wake up.
因为他担心第二天不能及时的醒来。
All of a sudden, sleeping early has worth.
突然之间，这个早早的睡觉对他来说就是有价值的。
Because there is a greater worth that comes after that.
因为第二天的野营会更有价值。
Field trip.
就是野营活动。
And so we will live and act in accordance to our treasure.
所以就是我们珍惜哪些事，我们所做的选择就会顺应这个。
And to give you.An insight into a little secret that is no secret at all.
再给大家一个已经不是秘密的秘密。
Over time, we are able to tell a person's treasures.
就是当我们花足够的时间的话，我们会看出来一个人他所珍视的是什么。
You just observe what lights up their eyes.
你就可以观察到什么事是让他的眼睛发亮。
Or I should say who lights up their eyes.
或者是哪个人使他眼睛发亮。
Gets their adrenaline going. 肾上
使他的肾上腺分泌增多
，agitates them，
使他们非常的激动
，or motivates them，
使他们非常的有动力
，make them willing to forsake all time with family and friends，
使他们愿意放弃与家人朋友在一起的机会
，or to suffer the consequences of missing deadlines，
甚至愿意就是承受这个没有按期达到目标的后果。
That thing or that someone。Holds a great place in the person's heart.
就是那个使他做出这些的那件事，或者是那个人，在他的生命中是有着不可取代的价值。
So let us read verse 21 together in both languages together.
让我们一起来读这个二十一节，英文、中文一起读。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
你的心也在那里。
Also, I apologize for the typo.
抱歉，有个错别字。
With the word heart.
对于心这个词。
It's not only about emotions.
它不仅仅是我们的情绪。
It's not only about thinking.
不光是我们的思想。
It's about our whole person being convicted to say that yes, this is what I fully to believe that this is of value to life.
这个心其实表达的是我们整个人的一个认知，就是我们完全的相信它在生命中的价值。
It is our conviction.
这是我们的定罪。
信念。
这是我们的信念。
Yeah, conviction has multiple meanings. 信念。Conviction.
信念。
And out of this conviction, we will live.
因着这个信念，我们生活。
That's why in Proverbs we are taught, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
这就是为什么在箴言中说到，你们要保守你们的心胜过一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
What you deem is important, you will do.
你认为是重要的，你就会去做。
So for parents, if you're struggling to get your child to work hard,
所以对父母来说，如果你非常努力的要让你的孩子更加勤奋
，There's no point telling them about all the reasoning.
对，和他们讲道理是没有用的。
There's no point in making them feel like they're wrong.
没有，就让他们感到自己做错了也没有用。
Because on the one hand, yes, they will feel it, they will feel guilty.
一方面，他们会感觉到他们做的不对。
On the other hand, they will in their mind say, I know, I know.
同时在他们的脑子里，他们会说，我知道，我知道这些。
But you know immediately that they don't see this as worth it.
但是你应该意识到，就是说对这些孩子来说，他不认为这件事很重要。
Working hard is not worth my time or my effort.
对于孩子来说，努力工作。不值得我的时间，不值得我如此做。
And so it is for anyone in any relationship in trying to encourage a change.
所以在任何一种关系中，我们应该是去鼓励这样的改变。
When you're trying to encourage change and you don't see something happening, you know it's the issue of the conviction.
当你鼓励他做一件事儿，他不这样做的时候，你会明白这是他的价值观的问题。
It is something that they don't see as of worth.
因为你所倡导的、鼓励的，在他们看来不那么重要。
Either that, or it is of worth, but there's something even worthier.
或者呢，就是说，虽然这件事你倡导的是值得的，但他们认为有更有价值、更值得追求的事。
So we also need to take time to take a pause.
所以我们经常要停下来审视一下。
By the way that we live our lives.
我们行事为人的方式。
What kind of treasures are revealed?
我们是揭示了一个怎样的价值观？
Because the way that we live our lives will show us what actually motivates us to expand our lives.
因为我们所行事为人的方式就是展示了我们想如何把我们的价值观活出来。
And as we note, not all treasures are made the same.
我们也知道，我们所珍视的那些东西，它自身是有不同的价值的。
And we see that there is goodness and badness in the different kinds of treasures.
我们也看到我们所珍视的有些是好的，有些是不好的。
But goodness and badness are not the only, is not the only judging criterion.
但是好和不好呢，不是唯一的这个判断标准。
Longevity and security of this particular treasure must be considered.
就是你所珍惜的东西是不是有长远的效果，是不是带来这种安全感，这个更重要。
Longevity and security of this treasure must be considered.
它的有效性，长远的有效性，以及它的安全，带来的安全，这是很重要的。
And Jesus tells us that there's only one treasure that is all good, all lasting, all secure.
耶稣就告诉我们这样的一个珍宝，它是非常好的，它是永远存在的，而且它是非常安全的。
And this is the treasure in heaven.
这就是我们天上的宝贝。
The treasure in heaven.
在天上积攒的宝贝。
Because Jesus tells us that there is this ultimate reality of life.
因为耶稣告诉我们，在这个生命中有这么一个终极的现实。
That there are treasures on earth that neither last nor are secure.
因为我们在地上积攒的宝贝，它并不会存到永远，而且它也并不安全。
And then there are those treasures that are in heaven that will both last and are secure.
而积攒在天上的宝贝，它又是安全的，又是长远存在的。
On earth, it means that it's under human governance and wisdom.
在地上就表示它是人来看管的，人的智慧挣来的。
It comes from human understanding, human philosophies.
它是来源于人的理解，人类的哲学。
The word earth does describe a situation under which it is self-run.
这个地上的其实就影视的是人来操纵这一切。
Whereas the word heaven here is very particular, it's not the word heavens plural.
而在这里天上，它这个天用的是单数，不是那个复数名词。
When it's heavens and it's plural, it refers to the universe.
当如果是天，而且是有个 S 表示复数的时候，它是表示整个宇宙。
But here Jesus is very specific. He talks about heaven, which means that this is a place where God reigns supreme.
而在这里，耶稣用的是天，而且是一个单数，它表达的是神所控制的这么一个领域。
There is divine governance and wisdom.
在这个领域里边是属天的保管，属天的智慧。
It is God run.
是神来操纵一切。
And so to have treasures in heaven.
所以有宝贝在天上。
It means to have our heart, to have this absolute value in treasuring what God is governing and giving as wisdom.
就是这就是表示我们天上的宝贝呢，是一个神所亲自看管的，神的智慧所充满的这样的事。
We absolutely value what is of value to God.
神所看重的，当然我们人也应该看重。
And so this is not just to say yes, I acknowledge here.
所以不仅仅是说我们在头脑上接受这一点。
But when we have treasures in heaven, we will be doing it with our hands.
当我们积累财宝在天上的时候，我们的亲手就会做相应的工作。
Meaning there's acknowledgement in a very practical sense.
也就是一个非常用于实践于行动中的这样的一个理智。
In fact, every person lives in a constant state of decision making.
我们每一个人都生活在一个总是要做决定的这么一个状态中。
Will I be in submission to my own governance or to God's?
我们是屈从于自己的领导呢，还是屈从于神的，顺服于神的带领？
Is myself my treasure or is God my treasure?
是我自己是我的珍宝呢，还是说神是我的珍宝？
Jesus tells us that no one can serve two masters.
耶稣告诉我们，没有一个人可以同时侍奉两个主。
And so in this age of multitasking, it sounds really odd.
所以在这个我们今天讲究同时做很多事情的一个时代，这个话好像挺奇怪的。
In this age when we can be here and here at the same time, it sounds weird.
就好比说我现在又可以看着我的 iPad， 又可以和大家说话，好像说你必须只能侍奉一个，很奇怪。
NBC News, in the beginning of this year, came out with a series called Digital Divide.
NBC 这个广播电NBC 这个电台在今年年初推出了这么一系列节目。
And in it, it starts to venture into brain science.
他在讨论大脑的科学。
And say, okay, many of us justify to say that, yeah, we can multitask.
我们很多人都说啊，我们有这个能力来同时做很多事。
And we're very good at it.
我们做的还很好。
See, I get my A, B, C, D, E, F, G things done.
看我现在同时把 ABC 一大堆事都做好了。
And so the reporters went and interviewed some of these leading scientists in the arena of neuroscience.
而这个记者呢就采访了在这种神经科学尖端的一些科学家。
And something that caught my attention was when this particular professor at MIT said, we are very single-minded.
而这个 MIT 的一个教授就说，他说其实我们是非常思想是非常专一的。
And all of a sudden I go, of course.
我的反应就是说，当然了。
Not to, of course, as in I suddenly awake to this reality.
不仅仅是说我忽然意识到这样的一个现实。
God has told us all the time that we are single-minded.
而是因为神早就告诉我们，我们是。思想是单一的。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
就像生命记里面说的，我们要尽心、尽心、尽意爱主你的神。
It's not a competition against multitasking.
这并不是说我们在挑战这个同时做多种事。
It is God telling us that this is how He made us.
神是告诉我们，他就是这样造我们的。
He's not asking us to do something that's impossible, but He's asking us to do what we have been made to do.
他并没有要求我们做一些我们做不到的事，而是要我们做他照我们所做的事。
After 36 years, it came through the mouth of a professor at MIT. We are single-minded, of course. Thank you, Lord.
我活了36年，听到 MIT 的这个教授说这样的话，我就非常的感谢神。
And if you want to try an exercise, you can start to see that multitasking really is less efficient.
如果你试试看的话，你就会发现，其实你同时做多样事。反而是效率低的。
So write separately.
比方说，分别写。
No one can multitask very well. This particular sentence.
比方说，你写一句话，就说没有一个人可以同时做很多事，而且做得很好。
And then after that, write the numbers 1 to 25.
写完这句话之后，你再写数字1到25。
So you'd be like, oh, okay, I took 10 seconds to finish that.
就是花大家10秒钟就可以做完。
Next.
接下来。
Try this to multitask and switch tasks in your brains.
接下来，请大家来试着同时做这件事。
Write letter number, letter number, letter number, letter number.
你写一个字母，写一个数字，写一个字母，写一个数字。
Which is also why it's so difficult to say 1A, 2B, 3C, 4D, da da da. That is after years of practice.
就是你写 E, A, 2, B, 其实是比你直接写1、2、3、4和 A, B, C, D 要慢得多。
You find that you slow down a lot.
你会发现你速度下降了很多。
Because we're single-minded.
因为我们其实是思想专一的。
It's better to stick to a task, finish it, and move on.
我们更适合于专注在一个任务上完成它，然后再去做下一个。
Amazing.
很奇妙。
God asks us to do what we have been made to do.
神要我们专一，这是他造我们的最初的样式。
And so yes, when he tells us that we are to have no gods before him, it is so that we will flourish in him.
所以当神说让我们单单的敬拜他的时候，是因为只有这样做，我们才会过得很好。
And when he asks us to single personally worship him,
当神要求我们作为一个人单单的敬拜，
全人的敬拜，
全人的敬拜他。
It is because he has made us so.
是因为他就是这样造我们的。
And Jesus emphasized how important it is for us to see reality rightly.
而且耶稣也告诉我们，我们经常是看这个世界看的是有偏差的。
We have to see reality in the correct manner.
我们必须有一个正确的方式来审查我们的。
And that's why he tells us the eye is the lamp of the body.
这就是为什么耶稣告诉我们说眼睛是整个人的光。
He's referring us to a physical example.
他给了我们一个具体的例子。
To point us into a spiritual truth.
这个生活中的例子其实给我们一些属灵的真理。
Because I have astigmatism, 散光。
因为我有散光。
And so sometimes you see me wear glasses, especially in the night.
尤其是晚上你会看到我戴着眼镜。
Or looking at screens.
当我看一个屏幕的时候。
Because the letters starts to blur a little bit.
因为散光的缘故，这些字母就会好像有点模糊了。
And it really starts to get uncomfortable.
而且是让我很不舒服。
But in the day, whoa, I look and it's all clear again.
但是在白天的时候，都是很清楚的。
And if you ever try, you take someone who has very deep degrees of
比方说一个深度近视的人。
I don't know the technical term.
不知道这个
专业词是什么。 Okay, for someone who is not a 20/20,
对于一个没有绝对好的视力的人来说。
And if you're 20/20 in your eyesight.
如果你是20/20，就是说你的视力是就相当于我们的1.5:1.5。
Oh, take your glass, take the person's glasses and put it on your and look through those glasses.
你是有完全正常视力的人，你戴上一副近视眼镜。
You probably start to get headaches or dizziness.
你会觉得有头疼，会感到很头晕目眩。
And so Jesus tells us that we need to see rightly.
所以耶稣就告诉我们，我们要正确的看。
If not, it's going to stir up all these turmoils in us.
它不是要让我们思想经历很多挣扎。
And right perception is to see it through God's eyes.
正确的角度就是说从神的眼光来看你身边的一切。
That's the healthy eyes.
那就是一个健康的眼睛。
That is the ultimate reality.
这就是我们所看到的终极的。
That is what it means for life to be real.
这也就是说神希望我们这样的看这个世界。
So ultimate reality means that it is the true full picture of what everything is about.
所谓的终极的现实就是说用神的眼光来看你周遭的一切。
When I first came to Chapel Hill Durham,
当我首先来到北卡的教堂山的时候，
I said, wow, this place is pretty cool.
我觉得这个地方很不错。
And then someone told me, this is not representative of the entire North Carolina.
然后有的人就告诉我说这个教堂山并不代表整个北卡。
I said, oh, that's the truer, fuller picture, the ultimate reality of what North Carolina is.
然后我就了解到原来这个真实的情况是不一样的。
So not everyone in North Carolina is a PhD.
所以不是说北卡的每个人都是拿的博士头衔。
Gotcha.
知道了。
And ultimate reality is also what are these goals that you and I are actually living for?
这个终极的这个真理的现实呢，也就是说我们所值得为它费努力去拼搏的。
So imagine how terrible it is when what is to be guiding is misguiding.
所以想象一下，如果一个引路的人他自己是错了的话，那个情形就很糟糕。
Okay, Google, bring me to Ohio.
比方说，我对这个谷歌地图说，把我带到俄亥俄去。
I find myself heading towards Florida.
我发现我其实是向佛罗里达往南的方向走。
Do you rejoice because you're heading towards Orlando, or do you say I was going to go home?
你会高兴吗？说因为这个会把我带到迪士尼去啊，但是还是你会说，我还是想回家。
Or think if a bank is charging you fees instead of earning you interest, well, they do that. But just think, if they are meant to charge earn you interest but charge you fees, would you be glad?
同时，如果一个银行你把钱放进去，它不是说给你增长利息，反而是在不停的来收你的费，你会高兴吗？
We live in a day and age where everything can be quickly beamed into our soul through our eyes.
我们生活在这么一个时代，就是我们所看到的很快会进到我们的心里去。
What are we reading on our phones and screens?
我们用我们的手机，用那些电脑屏幕所读的是什么东西呢？
What is the stream of images and thoughts and philosophies and memes and models that's flooding our minds?
整个这个资讯上的所有的图片所有的信息给我们的思想带来是怎样的冲击呢？
is that causing our soul to lit up or to sink into darkness?
所有的这些 是使我们的灵魂苏醒来迎接神吗？还是让我们的灵魂死亡沉到无边的黑暗中去？
So Jesus tells us, when you have healthy eyes, you will treasure the treasures in heaven.
所以耶稣告诉我们，当你有这个健康的眼睛的时候，你才会真正的珍视那些有价值的东西。
When we love what is of the flesh, what is of the world, our eyes remain unhealthy.
当我们爱这些属世的、属肉体的东西的时候，我们的眼睛是不健康的。
And Jesus is firm in His words. How dark is that darkness in our soul?
所以耶稣就说，眼睛黑暗了，你这个全身的黑暗是何等的大呢？
Only when we see God Himself as that all-lasting, all-secure, all-good treasure of our heart.
只有当我们把神看作是那个永远长存的，是那个最有安全感的东西的时候，
Then all of a sudden we know to embrace life.
这个时候我们的眼睛就亮了，我们是真正的在拥抱生活。
Because we probably have painful experiences of embracing the wrong treasure and it led us down a path that was not good.
因为我们可能有这样的惨痛教训，就是说你很真切的去寻找一个错误的东西，最后它其实是给你带来很多的失望、痛苦。
Only God Himself is all good, all lasting, all secure.
只有我们的神是永远良善、永远长存，而且是永远给我们安全感。
Because we may treasure really good 鼎泰丰小笼包。
我们可能会非常喜欢一个什么泰丰小笼包。
鼎泰丰小笼包。
鼎泰丰小笼包。
But it will not last, is not secure, and is not always good for your health.
但那个东西不是永远是好的，不是永远给你带来安全感，甚至对你的健康是有害的。
So even these good treasures are not comparable to the all good, all lasting, all secure God.
即使是世上一些挺不错的珍宝，但是和我们全能的、永远长存的、带给我们安全感的神相比，也是不值一提的。
And He Himself has made Himself available to all who will be in His kingdom as His kingdom citizens.
而且这个神是他是非常容易，只要我们愿意敞开心，他是非常容易让我们得到的。
It begins now in the present.
就从现在就可以开始。
And it is by God that all who trust in Him to live the life as He has revealed to us, those people will be blessed.
而那些按神的旨意、按神的旨意来行生、来生活的人，他们是得到祝福的。
Because Jesus tells us the kingdom of heaven is near.
因为耶稣对我们说天国近了。
Meaning that by through Jesus Christ himself, he has brought God's governance into our midst.
是因为因着耶稣基督，他把神的旨意亲自的带到我们中间。
As God continues to tell his people, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us.
因为神总是一直在和我们说以马内利，因为神与我们同在。
And so with time, I'm going toJump over the part on the Beatitudes.
现在我要忽略一些经节，直接到最后的结论。
And so we'll save that for a different sermon.
下次再谈。
But we do have to take very strong consideration of this particular question.
就是我们要非常的慎重的对待这样一个问题。
It is that is God Himself the treasure that we treasure.
就是说神他真的是我们心里所珍视珍爱的吗？
And we have to say, Jesus, we treasure you.
我们必须说耶稣我们真的珍爱你。
Because when Jesus says, repent for the kingdom of God is near.
因为当耶稣说你们要悔改因为天国近了。
The repentance is to say that let us make the life-changing turn from your treasures on earth to the treasures in heaven.
这就其实意味着我们要改变我们的价值观，我们从真实世上的事要改为真实属天的事。
We might have been doing good things morally.
我们在道德上可能是在做一些好事。
But if we do not acknowledge that it is for the sake of God, we are saying that we can't be good people on our own.
而如果我们没有把意识到这是为了神而在做，只仅仅是说啊，我们很不错，我们可以做好事。
So even though morality is good.
即使这个有道德是一件好事
We've turned it into a bad treasure.
我们也会把它变成一个其实是不好的
Because we have declared we don't need you God.
因为我们作为一个道德高尚的人，我们好像也会在说啊，我们不需要神。
So repentance is not always about very grave sins.
所以这个悔改不仅仅是说有不好行为的人要做的。
But repentance about the turning entirely of our convictions toward God.
这个 悔改也是表示我们的信念要完全的转向神。
And so that when we repent and we are directing our attention to God,
所以当我们悔改的时候，我们就把我们的注意力集中在神身上。
We are saying that we want to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们也在宣称我们想要进入到神的国度。
That is now present.
那个
It is present. That it is now present. And all that we need for life and godliness have been made available for us.
我们所需要的那些东西，神早已经赐给我们了。
That we can now live under God's good, lasting, secure governance and wisdom.
我们就可以永远生活在神的良善、长久、有安全感的这种带领中。
And Jesus tells us, therefore, do not worry.
所以耶稣告诉我们不要忧虑。
There's no grounds to worry.
没有一个。你这个忧虑是没有任何基础的。
When we go on and read verses 25 and till 34,
当我们继续读25到34节的时候，
These next 10 verses tells us, Jesus tells us, look, open your eyes.
在这里耶稣说看，睁开你的眼睛。
See it with healthy eyes.
用一个属天的眼睛来看一切。
There is ultimate reality that's spoken through the birds and the flowers of the fields.
通过飞鸟，通过野地的花，神已经彰显给我们这些。
That if God cares for these that we seemingly see as okay, they're there.
我们平时对这些飞鸟，对这些野地的花，我们是视若无睹的。
Why are we anxious that God will not take care of us?
而神让我们用属天的眼光，我们就会知道，神既然看顾那些，哪里会不看顾我们呢
？Why are we anxious that God will not give to us what we actually need?
我们为什么要忧虑神不把我们所需要的东西给我们呢
？I recall the times when I'm a student.
我回忆起我做学生的时候。
And I praise God that He allowed me to flunk my mathematics.
我要感谢神，他允许我这个数学考得很糟糕。
Because academic strength has become a strong idol, a bad treasure in my heart.
因为在那个时候，这个学业上的成功成为我心中的一个偶像。
And now I see, yes, that is what I needed, not another 100, but a, I can't remember the score, but an F.
我没有得到100分，我得了一个就是简直就是不及格的分数。
My anxiety was that I need to keep up this great academic performance.
我当时非常焦虑，我就在对自己说啊，我一定要把成绩追上去。
God's anxiousness for me is you are not obeying me, you're not trusting in me, you're not loving me. I care for your soul.
而神对我的回答就是说，你不要这样忧虑，我会看顾你，我会带领你。
And so I remember that moment when my teacher said, "What happened?"
所以我还记得那个时候老师对我说，发生了什么啊
？If I could travel back in time, I would say God happened.
如果我能够时光倒流回去的话，我会对老师说是神让这件事发生的。
Truly, God knows what is best for us.
神确实知道什么对我们来说是最好的。
There's no need to worry.
没有必要去忧虑。
If you find yourself worrying, look.
当你发现自己在忧虑的时候，就来看一看。
Look at the birds.
看看天上的鸟。
In the Bible, even talks about crows. Crows that we like, ugh, so noisy and black. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not racist. Okay, right? We are living in a very politically sensitive time.
他是说啊，我们看看鸟，包括那些麻雀，它那么小，那么不起眼，甚至是黑的，和种族歧视无关。
Look at the flowers, like oh, stomp.
看看那些花，然后你跺一跺脚。
And it's gone.
它就没了。
But yet God says, or God through Jesus tells us, I clothe it much more gloriously than Solomon could have ever clothed himself.
对那么平凡的一朵野花来说，神说，所罗门穿最荣华的时候，他的穿戴还不如这个野花。
Prada, step aside.
那个什么普拉达那个名牌，推到一边去吧。
So on a daily basis, God is sending us this message: Trust in me.
所以在每天的生活中，神都在给我们一个信息，就是你来信靠我。
If we would only look and ponder, we're reminded that God is good all the time.
只要我们愿意看，我们愿意思想，我们就会知道神是爱我们，会供应我们。
And God's message of love for the kingdom citizens do not only come through birds and flowers.
而且神给我们的传递的信息不仅仅是从飞鸟从这些野地的花来的
If we will come to the foot of the cross
如果我们愿意到十字架的脚下
That love is proclaimed from the cross
神的爱是从十字架上完全的彰显给我们
God, do you love me?
当我们问神啊你爱我吗
Look to the cross
看一看十字架
God, do you have grace for me?
神啊你对我有恩典吗
Look to the cross
看一看十字架
God, would you provide for me?
神啊你会供应我的需要吗
Look to the cross
看那个十字架
Because we are told that God demonstrates his own love for us that while we are still sinners Christ died for us
因为当我们还做罪人的时候神就耶稣就在十字架上为我们死
Before we even know to repent before we even know to have God as the treasure of our heart this has been done
在我们悔改之先在我们把神真是神之先神已经让这一切事都成就了
And Apostle John says How do we know what God's love is?
而那个使徒约翰就说我们怎么知道神爱我们呢
That Christ laid down his life for us
神为耶稣为我们舍命
It is indeed the cross but he also humbled himself to be as one of us
不仅仅是在十字架上舍命耶稣还降卑为人成为我们中的一员
And now in all eternity he's going to have the scars on him
在这个永恒里边耶稣一直有带着那些钉痕
And by his wounds we are healed we will because of him get the glory that he himself deserves
因着他的伤痕我们得到荣耀我们得到平安
That is our ultimate reality as kingdom citizens
这是我们作为神国子民的一个终极的现实
If you look at Romans chapter 8,
如果我们看罗马书第八章
Paul says, what else can we say when we go through the cross, when we have Christ in our heart?
就是保罗问我们，我们有什么可说呢？当我们到十字架面前的时候
If God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
就是神神既然不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗
This is simply an echo of what Jesus says Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness And all these things shall be given to you as well
就像耶稣说的你先求神的国神的义你所需要的一切都会赐给你们了这两段经文遥相呼应
So is the kingdom of heaven the perception of our ultimate reality?
所以这个神的国度是我们心中所是我们所看到的那个终极的那个现实吗
Let this question continue to brew in our personhood
如果我们思想这个问题的时候我们整个人可以有改变
Because if it's not this conviction that ultimately grips us
如果不是这样的一个现实抓住我们的心
Because oftentimes we can say, yeah, this is good, but there is also this and that.
因为很多时候我们会说啊，这一切是很好很好，但是还有一些其他的事。
Until we come to a point where we say, yes.
直到我们到达这一点，就说是的。
No but, just yes.
没有其他的那些，仅仅是这个。
Until we get there.
直到我们到那一刻。
Issues such as modesty and healthy lifestyle will always be a touchy issue.
其他比方说健康的事情，还有这个什么属于道德的事情，总会是一些比较有争议的话题。
It will always be difficult to address laziness or anger in a person.
就是说一个人是不是懒惰，是不是有这个生气的问题，这些都是一些很充满争议的话题。
Because the treasure of heaven is not our treasure just yet.
而之所以会那样就是因为我们还没有真正的把这个神 放在我们最珍爱的事上
Because proper stewardship of ourselves is what God has given us as a task
我们能不能做一个合格的门徒学徒这就是神给我们的最大的
But if we still treasure the treasures on earth
如果我们还在珍视一些属世的东西
We will not naturally love and embrace and live out the teachings of the Bible
我们就不会真正的去爱去拥抱神给我们的教导
We will say this is what, the work, what my workplace does this is what my school does this is what my friends do rather than say God, wait, you told me this.
我们会经常说啊，我的朋友就是这么做的，我的学校是这样做的，我的工作场合是这样的，而我们不会说哦，神啊，你让我们做的是这个。
I'll leave us with some stern words from the author Dallas Willard.
我最后想留下一些从那个书上摘抄的很严肃的话。
And this is the quote.
这是所引用的。
For all the vast influence that he, Jesus, has exercised on human history, we have to say that Jesus is usually seen as a frankly pathetic individual who lived and still lives on the margins of real life.
就是耶稣在人类历史上的那些很深远的这些影响力，即使有这些，其实我们会不得不说，就是很多时候耶稣其实被看起来是一个很可怜的这么一个人，他好像是在这种真实生活的边缘处生活着。
The reason why he would say that is because what Jesus says, we don't think, oh, this is applicable. We'll say, oh, that's woo, way high horse.
因为这个作者为什么这样说呢？是因为耶稣所行所做的，我们并不觉得这些是我们可以同样引用在生活中的。而我们总是说，哎呀，耶稣做的那些太高了，高的我们无法触摸到。
And so it is. This author prompts us to have to rethink our regard our relationship with Jesus.
所以这个作者呢就激励我们重新思索我们与神的这个关系。
And so he writes, what lies at the heart of the astonishing disregard of Jesus found in the moment-to-moment existence of multitudes of professing Christians is.
所以作者就提到，就说对于那些大多数活在当下的基督徒来说，他们的真实的内心情况是什么样呢？
This astonishing disregard comes from a simple lack of respect for Jesus.
就是我们对耶稣的这种不闻不问，其实是我们对他缺乏尊重的一个表现。
When I read that, I was pierced to the heart.
当我读这个话的时候，我真的是感觉到扎心。
Because it's true.
因为这是真的。
When I step out the door, I don't say, God, where are you leading me?
当我离开家的时候，我不会说，神啊，你要把我带到哪里去。
I tell myself I'm heading straight for South Point.
而相反，我对我自己说，我是直接要开到 South Point 去那个商场去。
I don't live as if Christ is walking next to me.
我并没有表现出来好像神与我同行。
Yet we're told he is Emmanuel.
但是我们知道神是以马内利，是与我们同在的。
We don't actually think of him as intelligent and the perfect perceiver of what reality is.
我们没有把神看作是一个全知全能的一个所在。
And so, if we don't have this regard, this respect for Jesus,
如果我们没有这样一个全然的尊重，
it is only natural, as Dallas Willard would say, that our worship just falls apart.
所以很自然的，就像这个作者说的，我们的敬拜其实就是分崩离析。
What we will not devote ourselves, we will not worship someone that we don't have a very high view of.
如果我们不是那样的尊崇他的话，我们就自然的不会去献身给他，不会去敬拜他。
K-pop stars will be our God.
那些个非常流行的那些明星就自然的成为我们的神。
Nobel Prize winners will be our God.
那些诺贝尔奖的得主也会成为我们尊崇的对象。
Jesus will not be.
而耶稣就不会了。
And so again, look into our lives.
所以再次请大家，神是你的生命。
As we prepare to come before the Lord's table.
当我们准备来领受圣餐的时候。
Let us ask the Spirit to shine light into our soul.
让我们请求圣灵来光照我们。
That we will have at least this respect for Jesus.
让我们至少对神要有这个尊敬。
And that we will see what are the treasures that we so treasure in our heart.
而且让圣灵光照我们，让我们看到我们内心真正所珍视的是些什么。
We do plead to God that He will bring us so that He is the treasure we treasure.
我们也正是求神帮助我们真正的珍惜他，爱他。
Let us have meditation so that we come before the Lord's table in a manner fitting of the gospel.
让我们先有在领圣餐之前有一段静默的时间。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you that we can come before your throne of grace.
我们谢谢你让我们可以到你的宝座前。
We thank you that it is your love for us that gives us this boldness to come before you.
是因为你的爱，所以我们可以坦然无惧地到你的宝座前。
That we know we can be honest before you.
我们知道我们可以诚实地。
And then God, you can receive us.
我们就按我们的本相来，你也接纳我们。
We thank you that in Christ you have saved us from the mundane of life and brought us into a life filled with meaning and purpose.
我们也谢谢你借着耶稣基督，让我们从过去没有目标的生活中脱离出来，而过一个属天的生活。
We thank you that He who lives in us is greater than this world.
我们也谢谢你让这个生活在我们中间的耶稣，他比整个世界都大。
We thank you that we do not need external stimulus to stir up our excitement.
我们也谢谢你让我们不要借着这些外力的激荡，我们就可以来充满爱的，充满激情的来爱你，服侍你。
Now, when you as a life source dwell in us by your spirit, we are alive.
当你的圣灵在我们中间的时候，我们就活过来。
We pray that the meditation of our hearts are pleasing before you.
我们也祷告希望我们在你面前的静默思想蒙你的悦纳。
And Lord, as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
主啊，当我们领这个吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候
，We pray that we are doing it in a manner worthy of your gospel.
我们希望我们这样行是配得的。
We thank you that we can celebrate life because of what you have done.
我们可以庆祝这个生命，是因为你所为我们做的一切。
Thank you for the cross, for the empty tomb.
谢谢那个十字架，谢谢那个空的坟墓。
And we await your coming yet again.
我们期待着你的第二次来。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是靠着耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. If I could ask the helpers to please come forward.